9:29 with the morning after Q105 Saturday mornings. We are on 8 to 10 a.m. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, your good neighbor. Floyd Anderson, a.k.a. Deja D. Delatero, is in with us today. And also our intern-ish, Demarius, is here. Before we do something that is all you, Floyd, I sat
on
it.
I'm ready.
I wanted to get to it last week, but last week we got really sidetracked. So we'll get to your In the Closet crush in a couple of seconds here, because Demarius found out that I don't have the highest opinion of Beyonce.
Oh, don't do it.
Yeah. I don't understand why you don't.
She's just too much. Like, she's too perfect.
But you like Cardi B.
You've just been black mothered in church. I said,
There's not enough of Cardi B for me to like or dislike yet.
Oh, wow. I feel like she's over. Like, she's everywhere.
Right now, yeah. Like, she's like the sun right now.
Yeah, but I just feel like Beyonce is just humble. Like, her personality is just humble. Like, she is.
I got you. We will not let these two men.
Compared to Cardi B, come on. Compared to Cardi B, Beyonce's personality is just more humble. Like, she's been in the game for what? Over 20 years? Like, it's been a long time. So she deserves to, like, build. Like, she has a kingdom. So she deserves to, like.
She's worked hard for everything she's had.
She's got a kingdom.
So wait, hold on. I just saw a tweet. Black Panther 2 taking place not in Wakanda, but in Beyonce.
Inside?
What?
She's her own place. She's her own kingdom.
Oh, wow.
She is. Come on now. But she's not Wakanda. Come on now.
Wakanda is now at war with the Jay-Z clan.
Let me do the cross in your chest. Beyonce.
Yeah.
Queen B must be destroyed.
Before
you don't talk like that.
Yeah, you know, Beyonce would make for a great villain for Black Panther 2.
She can't act.
No,
so she
can't. As the biggest Beyonce fan next to Philip, she can't act.
But I saw a tweet from a friend of mine earlier this week, and this will get us to the In Your Closet crush tweet, but I like Rihanna.
Mm.
Like, she's real. Ugh. She's raw. She's unfiltered. Like, it's all out there.
No.
I appreciate candor and transparency more than I do humility. Why?
Nothing.
Yeah.
But anyone can sound like Rihanna.
Yeah, she's not that great.
Ella, that doesn't sound like Rihanna.
Okay, so she has been getting better over the years. Like, if you heard her, like, first soundtrack, it was horrid. But Jay-Z signed her, and she's been taking lessons, I guess, and she's been getting way better over the years.
The tweet was, what are your five favorite Rihanna songs? And it was hard for me to figure them out. Do you guys, Floyd, do you have five favorite?
I do not like Rihanna.
I know my number one favorite song is Unfaithful.
Okay, well, I was to say, but everyone, even if you say you don't like artists, you have that one song that you hear it and you're like, ooh.
Yes.
Mine is also Unfaithful.
Yes. I used to listen to that on my iPod all the time on repeat. I used to sing it. I'm like, and I know that he knows.
Okay.
You sing everything.
I do.
I'm going to lose the Beyonce card. There is actually a second one. If we got to do New Age Rihanna.
Right.
The Kiss It Better song. That's a good song.
Kissed it.
Because it sounds like a Prince song. You can hear Prince singing that song.
I miss
Prince. All right, so you guys love Beyonce, hate Rihanna, but you got your favorite Rihanna song. D, who do you love? You love Rihanna?
No.
Who do you prefer?
Who do I prefer?
Like her. No.
All right, I will say this. I prefer a woman who I feel would wear underwear to the dining room table if my grandma was here. And that's probably Beyonce. I just believe that Rihanna would, like, come down with no draws on,
right?
Smelling of, like, rum and weed, and sit down at the table and be like, "What's popping, Grandma?" I need a little more respect from my grandma than that.
And she wouldn't have a bang, so her big forehead would be protruding.
Oh yeah, she does have a big forehead. I do too, for real. I think I have a big forehead.
Could you guys?
It's like 7.5.
Could you guys?
First, Rihanna's.
Floyd and Demarius.
Sorry, go ahead.
Could you guys? I had a hard time picking out five Rihanna songs, my top five. Do you have five Beyonce songs that you can do easily?
No doubt.
That you love?
Yes.
Like sing?
No.
Oh.
Here are my five favorite Beyonce songs. Could you do that list easily?
Mm. Yeah.
Give me the top two.
Love on Top and that's Destiny's Child. No.
So no. Floyd.
I'm ready. End of Time.
With Justin?
No. Her song from 4. Do, 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 do. Is the second song she performed in the Super Bowl. No? Okay, just me. Whatever.
Yeah, just you.
Whatever. And if we're going to do it for a slow one, we'll do Halo.
Yes. Or Think Like
Is that
a Boy.
The song about the little oranges?
No, actually, I lied. It would be, oh my God, Best Thing I Never Had. Those are my top two.
Good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to get this deep, so I didn't think that much.
Yeah,
since I dislike Beyonce, if I have to pick a song that I do like of hers, can it include Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I love 03 Bonnie and Clyde.
That's a good one. Drunk in Love is a good one, too.
Right.
I love
Man,
song that.
You guys have named every song Part I've two. Thumbed down on Pandora.
What's the...
I have a Beyonce Barbie, don't judge.
All right,
you
back
do?
Over to...
You make those?
They do.
What?
Okay. Back over
Isn't
to
every black doll's away. You, like you go look. It's a Beyonce doll.
No, we'll exchange information.
Oh,
yes.
It's the morning after on Q105. I saw a tweet last week, and some of the answers were Blake Lively, Anna Kournikova, Tyra Banks, Louise from Eternal, Jennifer Aniston in the Got Milk ad, Keira Knightley, Denise Richards, Sarah Michelle Gellar. So the tweet was, gays, please share with everyone which female celebrity you pretended to really fancy when you were in the closet.
Okay, this is a true story.
When were you in the closet?
I was never in the closet, to be honest.
Ever?
Well, I mean,
no
most
closet
people,
could contain
no, most people,
him.
Most people considered coming out is like to your parents. My mom always knew, and she always like, nourished me to like be who I was. So.
She didn't care about your sexuality.
No.
She just wanted to know where her damn vibrator was.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
No, but I literally had my whole locker was filled with Tyra Banks pictures. I still love her.
What? Being in the gay community as you are.
Yes.
What's a common crush for people that are still closeted, whether it's men or women?
Like, I don't like for us liking guys or girls.
Either. Like, if for gay guys, it might be in the closet, or maybe they're out. Like,
I pretty much think most of us fantasize about Channing Tatum.
Right? Well, no. Like, the opposite. Like, oh, in the closet. Like, yeah, I like that girl. Like, who today? Like, are they all?
Oh, Demi Lovato.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I'm into that one.
So you'd
swing, yeah, I would. If she was the one coming in at 10 o'clock, right. I'd be like, I got
to
go.
You'd swing back to the right, to the Bible ways for her?
I would. I'm literally trying to see her live in Detroit. Anyone listening, buy me tickets. Sorry.
When?
I love her. March 3rd.
Okay, that's awesome.
Shameless plug.
Does this topic, you have any gay friends at all, Demarius?
Yes, I do.
Who do they fancy?
I know one of my friends, like Idris Elba. Like,
so do I. He is on my list.
He is fine.
Stop.
Mm-mm. He's a handsome man.
He is a beautiful man. Like, I need to dress like him for Bond.
Yes, he dressed so sharp too.
Which
like,
is a
he's
suit.
A sharp dresser, yeah.
He would be a dope James Bond, wouldn't he?
My word. Yes.
Somebody suggested, because it feels like the next Bond has moved beyond him, and somebody suggested Daniel Kaluuya, the Get Out guy.
Oh, him. No, I think Idris will be better.
He's perfect.
Yeah, he is, and he's more buff too.
I have straight guy crushes, and he's on the list, so is Ryan Reynolds.
Definitely.
Think,
from 1 to 10, how gay do you think I am?
11.
4.
4?
Yeah.
Floyd's 10, right?
No, you're gayer than I am. Don't you dare. How dare you?
That is
getting you through the hardest part of your workday with the